Well, can you tell us about the quarterback situation?
Bear has earned the job. He's going to start against Portland State. He's had a great camp, and he's our guy.
What were the main things he did in camp to show that he separated from the rest of the guys?
He throws a lot of completions. Yeah, he's really accurate. He throws a lot of completions. He's done a great job in camp taking care of the football. He's thrown the fewest interceptions of all the guys, and throws a really high completion percentage, and a lot of explosive plays, threw a bunch of touchdown passes, and just has done a good job leading our team. And he's very mature, man. Our players gravitate to him. He's a good leader. And I mean, all these guys are good leaders, but rare to see a freshman who can lead the team the way he does every day.
Are there concerns, because he is a true freshman, of just not having that game experience?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, but he's in practice, he's proven that he deserves it. I think everybody out here has watched it happen. This is not a big surprise to anybody on our team, because they've seen it happening in practice. And so now it's our job to help him have the players around him execute so that he can play in the game like he does in practice.
What does it say about his... make the decision, and when was the team told?
We never made an announcement to the whole team. I talked to the quarterbacks this morning. It's been an ongoing conversation amongst the quarterbacks the whole time. So there's been multiple conversations about where everybody stands, and then we keep competing, and then I update them again. This is where everybody stands. And then today was the day that we let the QBs know. I think the whole team, though, knows what's going on. Bear's been doing a really good job.
What does it say about his makeup that he was on another team in spring and didn't get here till May, and then in such a short period of time has won this job?
Yeah, and that was impressive that he's been with us for 14 or 15 practices and playing at a really, really high level, especially for a freshman. But it's impressive. He's how quickly he's learned everything. He's very smart, and he's doing a good job.
Did you think he could actually end up as the starter when he got here?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why we threw him in the mix. I mean, we knew in high school that he was a guy that would have a chance to be a starter, even as a freshman, yeah.
Coach, how's his presence in the huddle and with his teammates?
Good, very good.
Is McKay number two, Trace number three then?
We're still working our way through that. I don't feel like we have to have a deadline on that, especially with we have two home games to start the season and a bye week after that, and all those guys have gotten so many reps in fall camp that when you get later into the season, you definitely have to focus in on who's getting the reps. But in the first couple games, we're going to run all the stuff we've been doing in fall camp, so I feel confident with either one of those guys, and we're going to keep working our way through it. It's very close between them.
How much
is there
the playbook?
A moment in practice or a scrimmage where in your mind you said, he's the man, he's the guy?
No, not a moment. It was just his body of work just kept growing, and little by little he separated himself from the other guys. I don't think there was any one particular moment, no.
How much of the playbook are you going to throw at Bear in game, or is it going to be conservative with a true freshman?
Well, our style of play won't be conservative. We'll grow. He knows the whole playbook already. I mean, he can run anything Jaren Hall or Zach Wilson or Jake Retzloff did since I've been here. He's capable of doing any of that. We will start out the season. We're not going to throw everything out there the first game. You never do that anyway, just for your opponents. You have to save things as the year goes on. But we're not going out there to be conservative at all. We want to attack and throw the ball down the field and have a physical run game.
BYU's never had a freshman quarterback start game one. What does it say about his maturity and his just IQ to be able to handle a pressure situation like that?
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, I'm surprised that hasn't happened here before. There's been so many good players play here, but we feel like he's ready for it, and I think the whole team trusts him and is looking forward to seeing him go out there and do his thing.
What is his biggest strength under center?
He makes really good decisions. He's a very smart player. It's rare to see a freshman get through his reads so fast and be so quick to a check down, and just take a check down and get 4 yards and make it second and six. Those types of things that, very good decision maker, and he's very accurate.
Do you have any concerns about guys like McKay or Trayson leaving, now that they're not being QB1 and maybe just going off to the portal?
No, not worried about that.
Have any other position battles been decided on offense?
That's a good question. Yeah, there's still some good battles going on. I think, I'm trying to think, At O-line, you know, there's some good battles going on there, and I don't think those are quite settled yet. You know, Carson Ryan's definitely our starting tight end. He's going to play a lot of snaps there for us. And LJ and Sione are our top two running backs for sure. Chase, JoJo Parker, our top three receivers. And I think you're going to see Tiger and Cody Hagan play. And then there's a couple other guys emerging that I don't think Fessy's sorted quite that out yet. So I don't know if that answers your question, but that's kind of where we stand.
How's the O-line shaping up right now, actually?
Good. There's good battles there. But I don't know who the starting five is going to be yet exactly, because I think we have seven or eight good players there. And, we've got some – we can come up with some different combinations, which is going to help us in the season, because it's rare to play the whole season with the same five guys just due to, you know, it's a physical position.
Would you say your O-line depth has gotten better year by year that you've been here?
Yeah, I would say it's as good as it's been. I hesitate to say it's been better, because we've had some pretty good O-lines certain years, but it's good.
What has Carson done to revitalize that tight end position?
Well, it's just nice. He's an every down player. You know, we've kind of been tight end by committee for the last few years. We haven't had a guy that can block at the line of scrimmage, also block in space, you know, when he's split out, and run routes and get open and make plays in the passing game. And he's so we've kind of been by committee here for a while. I mean, Isaac Rex was the last guy we had that could do that. But after Isaac broke his leg, even he struggled a little bit with being an every down guy just due to his injury. It was a really tough injury. So Carson gives us that every down player, and we're excited about him. And Kean Need is doing a really great job too. I want to highlight him. He's been one of the surprises of camp is how physical he is, and he's doing a good job.
Hitter, you got two on offense has been making plays the last, like, Saturday in the scrimmage and in the last few days.
A bunch of guys, yeah. A bunch. So, Sione, Moa, LJ, those three receivers I mentioned have all shown up. Tiger Bachmeyer's done some good things. Cody Hagan's done some good things. The two tight ends I just mentioned.
The talent that you have around the quarterback, how much – comfort that gave you in taking a, I don't want to say risk, but going with a true freshman out of the gates?
Yeah, well, we've been talking as a team about we need to execute the other 10 guys and got to do their jobs and make it easy for him. And that's, and we keep telling Bear, you just do your job and the other 10 guys will do theirs. We don't need him to be a hero. We don't need him to do anything special. Just get the ball where it's supposed to go and trust your teammates. And that's Bear, that's the goal.
Last one for Coach.
With Bear being a true freshman, how often do you want to run him to get him acclimated to the game?
I don't have a number on that yet, but we're going to run him. He's a very good runner. He's a physical runner. He can make you miss, and he can also break tackles. He's a really good – that's a big part of his game.
You've never coached a 47 at quarterback?
Have not.
I don't think anyone has.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
Thanks,
all right, thanks, guys.